Wellness tourism is the next big global trend, and the Adelaide Hills region is set to be the leader in SA. A whopping 20.9% growth expected for the sector in the next four or so years. Martin Radcliffe, Chair of Adelaide Hills Tourism, joins me now to discuss this and reflect on how the tourism sector's been managing over a couple of challenging years. Hi there, Martin.
Morning, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So what is wellness tourism?
Yeah, well, wellness tourism, really important and very fast emerging sector of tourism, reflects the integration of mental, physical, spiritual and social wellness experiences across activities that we all know that encompass food, beverages, retail, spa experiences, creative pursuits, active events in nature, overnight stays with a wellness theme and much more. We know that these are all areas that Adelaide Hills is rich in.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a bit of a no-brainer for people that live or visit the area because it is so lush and relaxing. But what do you think it is about the hills that makes it such a perfect destination for this type of tourism?
Well, if you look back historically, Adelaide Hills has always been the place where city dwellers would retreat in the heat of summer for nature, rest and an enviable lifestyle. So it's no coincidence that tourists want to do the same thing. It has a beautiful and changing climate year round. It's so close to the city, and it lends itself to that relaxation. So consequently, we now have over 70 wellness tourism products in the hills. The list goes on and on. I'm going to give you a few examples.
Give us some examples.
There's the farm tours at Jurleek, recently launched Sequoia Lodge, yoga in the vineyards, Provenance and pick your own products, and we all know it, and Burenberg, and they just done a fantastic expansion up there. There's nature-based activities like hiking, mountain biking and forest bathing. I mean, you can mountain bike at Fox Creek, and the Cedars in Harndorf does forest bathing, for example. All of these things you can do within just 20 minutes of the capital city, so that's really quite special for Adelaide Hills.
And I imagine it's paying off, all of the investment, because there's been quite a substantial amount of investment, whether it be from grants from the state or federal government or just private organisations, really putting a lot of money into making sure they've got a premium product, it seems.
Yeah, look, Australia, South Australia's got some fantastic attributes, some stories and professionals around wellness tourism. So those driving the sector are committed to achieving growth in depth and capacity. And it's really great that the government's getting behind this, and we really appreciate the grants they put in. But also independent operators, they're brave and they're bold and they're investing in this space because they can see what it will bring. And I believe it's starting to pay off with the growth in these experiences, and we're expecting a good year ahead.
That's good to hear. Martin Radcliffe's with us. He's the chair of Adelaide Hills Tourism. It's been a really challenging couple of years for the sector, hasn't it? I mean, we've got bushfires, COVID. It's really hit a lot of businesses pretty hard.
Yeah, look, it's been a tough year, or almost tough 2 years for all of us, and it has impacted the region, particularly events, tour operators, people like that. It's not been easy. However, there's also been a renewed surge for South Australians to explore their own backyard. And we're certainly expecting a very big response from the domestic market in the short term, particularly next year. And our operators and those around tourism are recognising this, and they're investing time and funds into enhancing product. Tourism Industry Development Fund, for example, which was an initiative that the government of South Australia has seen places like Ambleside Distillers, Burenberg, Nepenthe, Parkwood Retreats, Randall's Mill out at Gumaracha, all investing in their product through the virtue of the grants from this program. So we now have, $11 million plus of projects underway just from this grant scheme. And there are plenty of other examples of people just getting on with it now because they can see the potential of this fast-growing areas like wellness tourism over the period ahead.
Did the state government vouchers work very well to sustain some of those businesses?
It was great, and much appreciated. And that stimulated businesses not just across the hills but the whole state.
Yeah, right.
So it's really important to get people out and get people interested again, and we think that interest is certainly there. And like I said, that local and domestic market is so important, whilst we're all waiting for the international market to recover, but that may clearly take some time as we all get over COVID.
Do you know how Hills-based tourism operators are placed at the moment in the lead-up to Christmas? I know there's a bit of speculation over the weekend and concerns about border closures, and the, you know, it's been, I'm sure, quite tumultuous in terms of uncertainty. Has that impacted?
It's critical we just get these borders open and we can get the domestic markets, you know, as free as possible travelling around Australia, because it is really important and everybody is ready and everyone is hoping that this situation goes the way we want it to, and the domestic borders, you know, do open and stay open, and the international restrictions can gradually ease. Having said that, we are expecting strong interest from the local market because, like I said before, that they're enjoying getting out and about, and that they're also getting behind and supporting tourism businesses and other businesses through the situation.
Mm. Oh, well, I really appreciate your time today, Martin. Thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you for having me. Cheers.
Martin Radcliffe's the chair of Adelaide Hills Tourism.